Assalamualaikum and hello everyone. You're with me, Hani Hamid, and welcome to Bernama Radio Studio Conti, coming to you live from MyTech Kuala Lumpur. And we are right in the heart of SME Venture at ASEAN 2025. This is one of the most exciting platforms for entrepreneurs, innovators and also change makers across the region, proudly organised by SME Corp Malaysia under the Ministry of Entrepreneur and Cooperative Development. And of course, this year's team says it all, bringing ASEAN closer to you. And with me now is a leading woman in the wellness space, the Managing Director of Calvitas Remerhat, a brand that blends science, gut health and also functional nutrition in a truly modern way. Mrs. Yige Ong, welcome to Bernama Studio Conti and thank you for joining us today.
Selamat sejahtera orang. Saya Yiji dari Calvitas Remerhat. So our brand is Calvita, actually stands for culture and vitamins. So yeah, our brand is a healthy 100% natural products.
Yeah. Okay, now before we dive into all the amazing things Calvita is doing at SME Venture, let's start from the heart of it, I mean, the story behind the brand, because I'm sure many of our viewers, listeners and also visitors would love to know more about it and how it all began. And can you tell us more about Calvita and what the brand stands for?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I start this business because of my first child. When she is 6 months old, start to having the solid food, she have very bad, serious constipation until 3 to 5 days, until bleeding as well. So that time, we every month we spend like 1,000+ to see the specialist. And then until the doctor give a powder called probiotic, her condition get better. But you can see the effect after 1 to 2 days. So I feel that it's too long for her to suffer. It's crying in pain. Then after need to wait for 1 to 2 days to have the effect. Then at that time, I import the probiotic. I research it. Then I import the probiotic from overseas. And then I go back to my school, UPM, to research it. And then I make the products for her. Then her condition cure. So she no more suffering after she take our, the probiotic liquid form. It's because liquid form is the active form. So after she take like half an hour, she can go to the toilet smoothly without suffering.
And it's quite inspiring because it comes from your own personal experience with your children. And it's always refreshing to see brands that are built around real impact from health to purpose. And it's always wonderful to hear about Malaysian brands that are purpose-driven, especially in the wellness space where integrity really matters. And what actually makes Calvita's products stand out in today's wellness market?
Actually, we felt that, because my child is not the only one suffering for these problems, so I want to share it out to the people who have this problem. Because I believe, around us, actually, like my friend also, they have, the children also have this problem, or some adults also have this problem. So after that, I researched it to make it can stand in the ambience, but still, it's live probiotic. Because all of us know, right, normally live probiotic, you need to keep in cold place. Then it can survive. But if you keep in a non-cold place, it cannot survive. But our breakthrough in the biotech is we're able to use a bioprocess to make it shelf life stable and no need to keep in chill. And then it's 100% free from preservative, colouring and flavouring. So our shelf life is 18 months. So now so now we already start to export to overseas.
Okay, that's very interesting. And it's quite true when we see that nowadays the consumers now now reading the labels and also understanding ingredients and also really making informed choices, which innovations plays such a huge role in that. And talking about innovation and also product development, what new products or innovations are you showcasing here at SME Venture at ASEAN 2025?
We have a two range of products. One is a beverage. The beverage actually is good for digestion. Then the second one is a dry food. The dry food, the probiotic actually is good for immune system. So there's actually different of probiotic, it has different functions. But many people don't know, they just thought that probiotic actually is only for digestion. Actually it's not.
Okay. So which one is the latest one and the beginning of the product for the Calvita? Which one?
The beverage is the beginning.
Okay.
So after that is a fish fry yogurt with a probiotic, mm-hmm. and then this is our latest one. So yeah. this one actually we mean joint venture with the Japan company mm-hmm. to actually come up with these products.
Right, reciting. That's definitely something visitors will want to try for themselves, mm-hmm. especially with the awareness around gut health rising very fast right now. And how does research and innovation drive Calvita's growth?
Actually, beginning, I'm also not sure I like to do research.
Yeah.
But because of my child, I keep on doing it until she like it and then until have effect to, cure her problems.
Mm-hmm.
So then I found out I like to research. So I keep on researching new products and good products then yeah. to share it out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of investment in R&D is what helps local brands step into global spaces, especially when it's backed by science and also built around community needs. And that kind of foundation is what gives long-term value, not just products that sell, but also products that actually helped. And if you're just tuning in, this is Bernama Redis Sulukonti, and I'm here at MyTech Kuala Lumpur with Mrs. Yigi Ong, the woman behind Calvita Seri Berhad. We're here for SME Venture at ASEAN 2025, a dynamic platform truly bringing ASEAN closer to you. And the conversations we are having today, exactly that spirit is all about. And let's talk about your presence here today. What motivated Calvita to participate in SME Venture at ASEAN this year?
Actually, we already start to export to a few countries, mm-hmm. but some in Asia, like Japan, China, mm-hmm. and then we want to look forward to export to our neighborhood country, like Singapore. Actually, we already exported there,
yeah.
Cambodia and Mauritius, Hong Kong as well. And then we look into forward to export to like our ASEAN market, Indonesia, Vietnam. We want to explore more to this country.
Yeah. Yes, definitely, because exposure, networking, and also the ability to listen to the market in real time, that's so valuable. And that's a strong fit, especially with how the ASEAN's wellness sector is expanding rapidly. And how has this event supported Calvita's regional ambitions so far?
I think the business matching part is very good because you can direct face to the buyer, mm-hmm. and then the direct audience lah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's something quite special about connecting with people from Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, and all under one roof. That's yes. ASEAN in action, we can so call that.
Yes.
And it's great to hear how platforms like this actually move the media, especially in cross-border branding and B2B partnerships. And how has this platform helped Calvita connect with other SMEs or the industry players?
Yeah, definitely. Because some of the, even though our internal, like Malaysian, mm-hmm. Participants here, mm-hmm. we are, some of it actually we are able to joint venture or come up with some new products, collaborations. Mm-hmm. So actually, this event, it helps. Yeah, it helps mm-hmm. not only for the exporters, but also like internal collaborations to come up with some new products. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that ecosystem of cross collaboration is what helps our SMEs move forward, not in isolation, but together. That's very
yes.
important. And what types of collaboration is Calvita currently exploring?
We want to do more functional drinks
mm-hmm.
because probiotic is our main mm-hmm. ingredients, but we also look forward to have more functional like superfood, mm-hmm. superfood probiotics products, something like
yeah.
that. So
mm-hmm.
that some company actually supplying the superfood ingredients, mm-hmm. we can actually cooperate with them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So currently we already have one company from Garner Farm. Actually, they have the prebiotic as well from the mushroom. So mm-hmm. we're going to cooperate with them to come up with new products.
Right.
So it all is like Water Malaysia.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds like there's a lot in the pipeline. And the beauty of it is health and wellness connects across borders, and everyone wants to feel better and live better, definitely.
Yes.
And now let's turn to the support ecosystem behind you. And in what ways has SME Corp Malaysia supported Calvita in growing and also strengthening its business operations?
Actually, SME Corporation give us a lot of support. Mm-hmm. Because previously, like last year, mm-hmm. I got a lot of orders, but because of my factory in mm-hmm. Klang is small. Yeah. So, and then the production line is mainly semi-auto. Yeah. So we are unable to cope the, I mean, orders. Mm-hmm. Then after that, SMECO actually give us a grant, $350,000 for the machine. And then we already bought one new factory, but coincidentally that not enough to have money for the new machine. Yeah. Then SMECO actually give us a help that offer the machine grant. So now we already have the full line of the automation machine mm-hmm. in the new factory in JB. So we can cope the orders. And then last month in Mihas, actually we just signed one contract with China. It's 100 container in 2026.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so great. The first container we will send out this December.
Wow. Right. And we can see that when agencies provide not just funds, but also the frameworks, mentorship, yeah. and also confidence, that's where growth becomes sustainable. And how has advisory programs or innovation initiatives like My InnoCert help Calvita expand out into innovate?
You mean for others?
Yes. How, like, InnoCert help Calvita to expand or innovate?
SMECOP not only provide grants, mm-hmm. they provide even the classes, how to become a leader, mm-hmm. how to become successful in export. Mm-hmm. Actually, 2 days ago, I just attended a class, leadership class by SMECOP. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like me, I'm not come from a business family, so I'm the first one to do business in the family. Wow. So actually, yeah. I need a lot of classes or even mentorship from like SMECOP. They give us courses. Because like sometimes I feel very lonely, because when you face any problem, you don't have someone to ask mm-hmm. about. But when we have these courses, we have the mentor to ask, we have the like friends, we together have inside the class, mm-hmm. we can discuss how is it.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Mm-hmm. And let's wrap with what's next for Calvita after SME Ventures at ASEAN 2025.
Yeah, we will continue to grow to more countries. Yeah, hopefully currently we are in export to 7 countries. Mm-hmm. My target in 5 years is 20 countries.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we wish you all the best on that journey. And
thank
we'll
you.
Definitely be watching as Calvita makes bigger moves across the region and continues to grow across ASEAN. And Mrs. Yi Yong, the Managing Director of Calvita Seri Berhad, thank you once again for joining us here at Studio Konti Bernama and for sharing how a homegrown brand like Calvita is changing lives one product at a time. And to our listeners and also our viewers at Bernama, for SME Venture at ASEAN 2025 is happening now until 18th of October here at MyTech Kuala Lumpur. If you are nearby, come say hello to brands like Calvita and also experience how Malaysia is bringing ASEAN closer to you. Right, I'm Hani Hamid for Bernama Radio, signing off from Studio Konti. Stay with us for more stories from the ground.